How do you feel about snow games?
I'm not too familiar with these. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty shaky, but, you know, we're not worried about that. You know, the Jets are the team that we have to go out and play, and they're the biggest challenge.
How does the game change at all when it's wet and slippery out there? I know Coach said that sometimes defensive players have a little bit of harder time reading the offense and getting your maneuvers right because your feet are slipping.
Well, the traction is going to be a big difference, you know, and so therefore it's going to slow a lot of these fast guys down, which is good for me, you know, being as old as I am, I probably could catch them. But other than that, it's just going to be, you know, hard-nosed football. I don't know if the game plan will change on the offensive side, you know, with the throwing. You would think that they will run more, but we'll see what happens.
Jay, with a win this week, you check off another one of your, you know, preseason goals and secure home field advantage throughout the playoffs. How significant would that be for this team?
You know, every game's important. You know, every game's important, and especially when you get into December, you know, because then it kind of clears everything up. You know, every game is going to mean something. But for the most part, what we try to do is just try to keep it even keel and work every day. And whenever it gets here, you know, that's the bridge we have to cross. And, you know, that's the bridge we're going to have to cross. But other than that, it's just going to be a challenge, you know, going against the Jets. And, you know, who knows what kind of weather we're going to get. But that's not the problem.
Junior, there are times when it looks like Rodney's playing almost like a linebacker role, maybe, out on the field. And I was curious what your thoughts of that were in terms of him performing that skill pretty well, it looks like.
Well, in the sub packages, yeah, Rodney could step in the box and play a linebacker role. He's proven that throughout his career. So, you know, we like to have him in the box, but more importantly, he runs all over the field. So you never know whether or not he's going to be a DB, a safety, or a linebacker, and he does a good job of it.
Does he ever joke about wanting to maybe join that linebacker group and sneak into your meetings or anything like that?
No, there's no joke about it. He can do it if he wanted to.
Sleeves or no sleeves, if it's pretty cold on Sunday.
No sleeves. No, we're not going to give into, obviously, the surroundings. It's something that is going to be there, you know, throughout the, you know, December and January, whatever. But we're not going to give into it. You know, we're going to go out there and do what we do and dress the way we always dress. And, you know, we're really, you know, sometimes you get in a routine. And if you change the routine now, it won't be to your liking. Yeah, not as far as I go. I'll pretend like it's a West Coast game and, you know, sunny sunshine out there, but I'll give you four quarters, put it that way.
Junior, you've played in a lot of stadiums, obviously, in your career. What kind of edge does this stadium, these elements, and these fans give this team? What kind of home field advantage would you describe the Patriots as having?
Well, we have a great fan base. That's definitely true. You know, 12th man, however you want to call it, you know, it's definitely special here. But, you know, the game is played between the white lines and for four quarters. So, you know, whenever you probably want to say that there's an advantage, but when it comes down to it, it's all about tackling. It's all about execution. You know, the same thing that you hear every day here and, you know, going out there and playing four quarters. So it's always nice to have that fan base stuff.
What's it mean at the end of the year, after your legs have been through the grind of the season, to be at home for the most part and not have to travel, not to go on road games, whether it's at the end of the regular season or in the playoffs, as the case may be?
Well, it's always nice to be home, you know, to be with you know, your surroundings that you have here, but to have your fan base here with you and not to have to travel all the time. You know, that's obviously a big advantage. But, you know, again, you're going to go out there and you have to game plan it throughout the whole week, and hopefully you can go out there and execute.